With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Scores of people have died in the storms that have devastated much of the southeastern U.S., but there are also stories of people who survived very frightening moments. Janetta Barfield says she was leaving work as an Asheville hospital nurse and thought her car might be able to make it through some flooded streets.
I saw the water in the road. I saw a car go before me, and it made it okay. And I waited till it got to the next block, and then I thought, okay, I think that'll be okay for me. And it was unbelievably how fast that creek got, just in like 5 minutes, that street that was full of water. And I got my car about halfway of the block, and it just shut off.
Former President Donald Trump toured the region today, and the White House says President Biden is set to take an aerial tour of North Carolina on Wednesday. Also at SRNNews.com, congressional Democrats planning to regain a majority in the Supreme Court.
Democratic Oregon Senator Ron Wyden introduced the Judicial Modernization and Transparency Act, which would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 15 over the next 12 years and would radically reshape the federal judiciary. According to the provisions of the legislation, federal district and circuit courts would also be expanded, adding 60 new circuit judges and at least 100 new district judges. A survey published late last month revealed that nearly 60% of Americans oppose adding justices to the Supreme Court and agree that efforts to, quote, to expand the membership of the U.S. Supreme Court are primarily motivated by political objectives. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Israeli military says it has begun a limited localized operation against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, carrying out, quote, targeted ground raids in villages close to the Israeli border. Targets pose an immediate threat to Israeli communities in northern Israel. This is SRN News. Evangelicals for Harris launching another attack ad.
For the second time, the Political Action Committee is putting out a video making it look as though the late Billy Graham is criticizing Donald Trump. The latest spot juxtaposes footage of Graham's sermons on greed with clips of the former president. Billy's son Franklin is not happy about it, saying that when his father was alive, he, quote, appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Trump. Evangelicals for Harris is spending over $1 million on the campaign. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International rights groups say Nicaragua is sliding into authoritarianism as the government shuts down some 1,500 nonprofits, about which half are churches and ministries. The August closures were the latest in a long-running crackdown on religious groups, some of the last influential independent organizations in that country. This is SRN News.
Wall Street closed its latest winning month and quarter with more records. The drift higher for U.S. stocks followed a wild start to the week for financial markets in Asia, where Japanese stocks tumbled and Chinese indexes soared. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4% to an all-time high and clinched its fifth straight winning month and fourth straight winning quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained less than 0.1%, but it's still an all-time high, and the NASDAQ rose 0.4%. The Dow up 17 points today to finish at 42,330. The NASDAQ gained 69 points to 18,189. The S&P 500 added 24 to 5,762. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.